A Townsville organization has recycled 300 electronic devices to 18,000 students in Papua New Guinea. Lighthouse International is an organization providing e-learning access to students in regional Queensland and Papua New Guinea. The Wire's Madeline Grimes spoke with CEO of Lighthouse International, Jack Groden, about the organization's projects.
So essentially in PNG, we run what's called our digital infrastructure program. So we establish computer labs in the primary schools in PNG, some of the very, very first computer labs across the 3,500 primary schools across the country, which is really exciting. So we've actually so far established 8 computer labs that are used every day over in the Western Highlands province. And what we were doing yesterday was filling a shipping container full of digital devices to establish a further 20 computer labs in the Western Highlands province. And they should service about 18,000 students and provide them with digital learning opportunities.
And why is it that they don't already have those digital opportunities?
Well, not a single school of the 3,500 primary schools across the country has access to technology at the school. There's no computer labs. Papua New Guinea's got one of the lowest human development scores on the Human Development Index in the world, and it's right on our doorstep.
And how did you come across this issue within the country?
So I was I visited the Western Highlands province of Papua New Guinea during my fourth year of university doing some honours fieldwork research. And I realised that the schools had pretty well everything that I grew up with here in Townsville: demountable classrooms, blackboards, textbooks, pens, paper, teachers, but no technology. And I just thought to myself, how can we possibly think that this is a quality education when it's not a digital education in today's world? So I donated my personal laptop and I promised to come back with 12 more and establish a computer lab. About 6 months later, came back, established that computer lab, launched Lighthouse International. Since then, we've just been doing this work. And then in Australia, we also have our digital inclusion program where we deal with a different issue. We actually distribute computers to individuals themselves because all of the schools here in Australia have a computer lab. So for us, it's about making sure that students have a device to learn on at home. So we've actually provided 479 personal digital devices to students right across regional Queensland, essentially from Charters Towers north, up right up to the tip of Australia at Cape York, and out through the Gulf of Carpentaria as well.
And how have children's access to these digital technologies improved how they learn and the success rate?
Yeah, look, in Australia, it's absolutely huge. We've seen some incredible stories of impact come out of our digital inclusion program. We see students starting online businesses on their devices. Some students didn't even know that university existed and they saw their life and their career pretty well taking place in their regional towns, maybe at the local bakery or the local petrol station. And one particular student Googled university, found out there was a university just an hour and a half away from his home in Raventoe, and is now studying to be a civil engineer at James Cook University. So that's the sort of impact that we're seeing these devices have in Australia. In Papua New Guinea, it's absolutely extraordinary, and it's a really inspiring tool that we put at the fingertips of their future leaders. Students there are learning the basic fundamentals of how to open a laptop, how to turn on a desktop computer, the basics of the Microsoft Office suite, and all of those functionality aspects of using a device that we just take for granted.
In terms of, you know, recycling those computers and things like that, I'm sure that's having a massive positive impact on environmental pollution. Like, you're not just throwing them out.
Yeah, certainly. And sustainability is one of our really important principles. We're really thrilled to be converting what would otherwise be e-waste into opportunities for future leaders across Australia and Papua New Guinea. The reality is that thousands and thousands and thousands, in fact, up to 1 million computers a year are thrown into landfill here in Australia, which is just not good enough. And there's some fantastic e-waste recyclers out there, but quite often the devices still end up in landfill, whereas with us, we're able to recycle the devices, refurb them, get them up to a certain standard, and then deploy them right across Australia and Papua New Guinea.
What other initiatives are you working towards now?
In terms of in Papua New Guinea, we're looking to replicate the work that we're doing in the Western Highlands province right across the country. So the Sir Brian Bell Foundation actually sponsored us to the value of $100,000 to make this project happen that we did yesterday. So 20 schools, 18,000 students, and an incredible impact. We're trying to replicate that exact model in Hela province and other parts of the country as well.
And do you have a lot of, I'm guessing that grant would have really helped you, but are other people supporting you?
In terms of individuals, you know, Lighthouse was actually founded out of my mum and dad's garage. We've turned it into an international NGO off the back of volunteers' hard work. So prior to about 3 months ago, I was the volunteer executive director of the organization, and all of us were volunteers. And now I am paid as CEO, but my entire team are all volunteers, including my board of directors. And they all do a fantastic job, and they're passionate about bridging the digital divide across the world. So I'm very lucky to have a great team. Today is that we're really passionate about rural, regional and remote Queensland, and we're trying to provide over 1,000 students this year with a personal digital device across this part of the world, because the digital divide is absolutely rampant across rural, regional and remote Australia.
CEO of Lead House International, Jack Rodender, speaking with The Wire's Madeline Graham.